my friends. Welcome to episode 63 of the JB Sism Show. Today I'm going to be talking about writing the story that demands attention. In other words, why you are writing the wrong book.
Do you have a message to share and wonder, how do I get heard? Broadcasting from the land of 10,000 lakes, welcome to the JB Sism Show. This show will motivate you with clarity and help you find your voice so you can take your message to the next level. Now here's your host, Jason Sism.
And my friends, welcome to episode number 63 of the JB Sism Show. And if this is the first time that you are listening to this show, welcome. This show is dedicated to helping you find your voice so that you can succeed in your family, your ministries, and your life. Well, have you ever decided you wanted to write the next great American novel? And it's a dream that most authors have, but here's the reality. Those books come few and far between. In other words, you're not going to be writing the next To Kill a Mockingbird. But I will guarantee this, you will never craft the perfect novel. Most of us never will. I don't mean to let you down, it's just the way it is. Well, in today's episode, I want to talk about writing the story that demands to be told. Because there is a story that is demanding your attention. And are you listening? Well, when I began to write my first novel, I had no idea how it would turn out. So, while I'm currently writing my next novel, I have a much better idea of where I'm heading. And I'm going to explain changes that I have made in my writing along the way. We're about to kick this off right now. And my goal is to take everything that I am doing to the next level. And taking things to the next level is scary. And I'm saying that because I am in the process of writing my next novel. And I finally, over the course of the last several weeks, while I've been on sabbatical here, the last several weeks, my goal has been to write. And write I have. I had an idea for a novel in the back of my mind now for the last several years. So I finally decided I'm going to bite the bullet and I'm actually going to write this book. Well, the funny thing happened as I'm writing this book down, I realized I'm writing the wrong book. Now, if you are a novelist, you probably know what I'm talking about. If you've written books and you've gotten them published, you know what I'm talking about. Writing the wrong book is a very scary thing to do. So I took to Facebook and I said, so here I've been working hard on a new novel and nearing a third of the way done with the first rough draft, only to realize I had two stories happening. So now I'm taking the arduous task of scrapping a large chunk of it for a possible sequel. So I'm not technically hitting the delete button. I'm just metaphorically hitting the delete button, so to speak. So I continued on and I said, I'm beginning to write the story that emerged out of that third that I have already written. And apparently this is the novel that needs to be written. Who knew? And I had several writer friends of mine. Well, not several, I guess a couple. Yeah, I guess it was just a couple. Several likes, I guess. I had a couple of people say, yep, I've had this happen all the time. And it's a scary thing as a writer, as an author, to realize you're writing the wrong thing. And you realize you've put your heart, your soul, and everything about you into this, only to find that you're wrong. That it's just, golly, Bill, what am I doing? I don't even know why I'm writing this. That's exactly what happened to me. So I started writing this book. I'm not going to tell you anything about it because I'm still in the writing stage. Once I get a rough draft written, I might leak a couple chapters onto the blog. But until then, I'm going to be hush-hush about it. However, I get about a third of the way done with this book, and I realize I'm going completely in the wrong direction. And it all happened as I was busy reading different blog posts about flashbacks. So the initial idea was to do what's called a flashback novel. And these are incredibly rare. And if they're not done right, the book can become very stale, very boring. But so as I'm busy writing, I'm kind of doing a couple chapters in, you know, one time period. It's a book. I will say this, it's a book set in the 1800s. So I have one set of chapters taking place in the 1880s and then another one taking place in the 1870s. It's the same story, same everything, but you're flashing back and forth. And so everything that happened in the past and everything that's happening in the future kind of foreshadow each other. And I thought it was a great idea, but as I was writing this, it dawned on me that I'm writing the wrong story. And there was a section within everything I had written that was the story that needed to be told. So I, in a sense, hit the metaphorical delete button, and I am basically starting over from scratch. And I have a much leaner, much more streamlined plot within this book. So I don't have a couple major plots going on. I have one main theme, one main plot, and it's going to run the vein of the entire book. Now, that doesn't mean I'm not going to have some subplots going on, but what I am saying is what I have done is I've taken what I've been doing and I just streamlined it. So that's kind of the 10,000 foot view of what I'm doing. And it's a lot of work writing. And if you've never written a book before, I got to tell you, you should try it. It's a lot of hard work, but the rewards are going to pay off. I can't tell you how many people who've read my first novel and they said, Jason, it's really well written, but more important than that, it has helped me reconnect my faith in God. It has helped me become a better parent. It's helped me learn to pray, learn to trust God again. And the whole goal of everything that we're doing when we're writing, the whole goal is to touch people's lives and see them succeed. That's everything that we're doing. My friends, you're listening to the JB Sism Show. I'll be right back. When I began writing, let me back up. I had this idea of wanting to be an author for a really long time. And so when I began writing, I didn't know anything about the craft of writing. I just started writing. And in fact, I started writing this novel, and I realized I had come to the major climax of my novel at about page 20. Yeah, I had no idea how to keep a novel moving forward, how to keep a novel flowing. And it was rough. It was really rough. And in other words, I don't ever want anybody to read it. It's probably stuck on an old floppy disk somewhere buried in the house here. So nobody's going to be touching that anytime soon. And then comes along another idea that I had, and I actually had about half of a novel written, and it was about 160, 170 pages typed, double spaced, of course, but 170, somewhere in there, pages. Now think about how much work that is. Average page is about 250 to 260 words a page. So you're talking, I had an incredible amount written. An incredible amount written. I'm just doing the math here real quick here. Let's just say it was 160 pages. Yeah, I had about 40,000 words written. Yeah, that's about half of a novel. Half of a novel written, and I realized I didn't know where else to go with the story, and I ended up dropping it altogether. In other words, I don't want anybody to ever read this one. either, even though I'd given it to some people to read and they really enjoyed it. So who knows, maybe I'll dust it off one of these days and finish it. But I'm not going to tell you anything about that either, because it's one of those novels that will kind of sit in the drawer and never see the light of day. Well, that being said, you know, one of the biggest things that we as authors can do is we can learn to hone our craft. And this is why I got involved with the Minnesota Christian Writers Guild, which I am currently on the board for the Minnesota Christian Writers Guild. And I'm the web and social media director for the guild. The last couple of years, I have been the membership director. That has recently changed. And our whole goal is to help writers live for God and write for people. Live for God and write for people. In other words, everything that we do as writers needs to stem from our relationship with God. Now, if you are a non-religious person, you want to live for your character and write for people. So, you know, do everything you can to strive for good characters. Strive for good integrity, strong integrity, and then write for people. And our goal as writers is to get not only our voice heard, but our goal as writers is to touch other people's lives. See other people make positive changes. And so the goal is, if you want to become a better writer, and if you want to become somebody who is going to write that next novel, write that next blog post, you need to take time to hone your craft. Well, how do you do that? You do that by sitting at the computer and you start typing. And you start learning. You take online courses. You join a writer's group, like the group that I'm a part of. You join a critique group so that you can help each other along in the craft of writing. And do everything you can to learn your craft. Listen to podcasts about writing, like this one. Listen to audio teachings from universities. Read books on writing. Do what you can to hone your craft. Do what you can to learn. Be a student of reading. Take your favorite books. Take your favorite novels and start dissecting them. Start dissecting them and seeing if you can pull out why you like these novels. And then take a scene and rewrite a scene using your voice, your words, maybe changing some of the stuff in the book, and write a scene so that you get a better idea of how scenes flow. Use that idea of rewriting somebody's work, you know, maybe just a page or just a scene out of a book. And I guarantee you, if you take the time to do that and you start putting other people's work in your own words, you're going to get a better idea of how a scene is crafted, how a book is written, and when you go to write your own book, you'll have a better understanding of what you're doing. So you need to learn to hone your craft. You need to learn to take everything that you're doing to the next level. Secondly, you want to take pride in everything that you've already accomplished. And that's a tough one. Because I am somebody who, yes, I've written two books. I've written a novella called Divine Providence, and then I've also written a 30-day devotional on the topic of grace. But I've also written a lot of blog posts. I write at least 1 to 2 blog posts a week. I write weekly emails for our church. I write weekly emails for my mailing list. It's a lot of work to write. And in fact, we're really lonely people when we're writing, because we take the time to think. We take the time to read. We take the time to get our thoughts down. Writing is a very lonely craft, and you can't do it when you have a lot of distractions around. Well, once you have something accomplished, once you have that book written or that blog post out there, take pride in what you've accomplished. Yes, you can always improve. Yes, you can always do things better. Yes, you can always take your writing to the next level. But take pride in what you've accomplished, because if you don't have pride for what you have done, you don't think of it as your own baby that you have birthed, you're never going to take the next step and become a better writer. You're going to be stuck in the past. And so take pride in what you've accomplished and then strive to do better. Strive to outdo yourself again. So that really brings me to the third part here is you want to desire to write better. You want to desire to push yourself beyond what you're comfortable writing. Push yourself beyond something that you don't normally write. So if you want to really learn to write better, and I don't care if you're writing a novel, a nonfiction book, a blog post, a magazine article, and if you want to take your craft to the next level, start writing in the fields and in the areas that you're not comfortable writing in, because that's going to stretch your writing muscles, and you're going to be able to take your message to a new group of people. I think about John Grisham. John Grisham is a prolific law author. He's written books like The Chamber, The Client, Pelican Brief, Runaway Jury, A Time to Kill. He's written The Partner, The Summons, Rainmaker. But then he's also written A Painted House. He's also written Bleachers. He's also written some other books that are nowhere near the legal dramas. Calico Joe, I think, was another one he wrote. These are all different genres, all different styles, and he reaches a different group of people with each of those books. Not necessarily the same group of people that we're used to him writing for. And so if you desire to write better and you desire to take your craft to the next level, it just takes sitting down and honing your craft time and time and time again. Just write. And that's the goal of creating a story that matters, is just sitting down and learning to write. Because the stories that we have in us demand attention. And if we don't give them that attention, they're never going to come to fruition. And so, you might be writing the wrong book, but that's partially okay. Why? Because if you're writing the wrong book, you're writing. And you never know, you might be able to use pieces of that for something down the road. My friends, you're listening to the JB Sism Show. I'll be right back. I'm often asked what tools I use in my daily life. After years of letting life get crazy, I knew I had to make a shift in my daily productivity. This is why I wrote my new ebook, Inside My Tackle Box, 23 Apps to Make Your Life and Business Soar. I want to give you some of the same tools that I use every day. And you'll find that some are completely free, while others for a minimal price. However, I guarantee that this sampling of daily tools will help you stay motivated with clarity so you can find your voice and succeed at life. Now, you can't buy this ebook, but you can get it completely for free by subscribing to my free e-newsletter. This newsletter will let you know when I post new content to my blog. To get your copy of my new ebook, head to jbsism.com and enter your information at the top of the page. So, go ahead, get your copy of Inside My Toolbox, available only at jbsism.com. right, my friends. Well, welcome back. Today we're talking about writing the story that demands attention and probably why you're writing the wrong book. And started talking about how we need to learn to hone our craft of writing. In other words, it takes practice, it takes reading, it takes getting involved with writers' groups, critique groups, everything you can to hone your craft, everything you can to make yourself a better writer. Secondly, was taking pride in what you've accomplished. I think as writers, that's one of the hardest things to do is be prideful of what we've already written. In other words, we are okay with what we've written. It may not be perfect. It may not be the best thing written, but we've done something. We've written something. It's out there in the world for people to enjoy. We have taken the time to make sure our voice was heard. When I published my Divine Providence novel, I didn't know the kind of impact it was going to have. And is it a bestseller? No. Is it a book that has garnered a lot of attention in the media? No, it hasn't touched the media once. Is it a book that is making an impact in people's lives? Yes. The book has helped people draw closer to God. The book has helped people become better parents. The book has helped restore trust with God. And so it may not be a bestseller, but for some of these people, it was a novel that was needed because it helped their lives immensely. And so that's why it's important to take pride in what you've accomplished, because you don't know. You don't know what your words are doing to somebody else. And then thirdly was desiring to write better. In other words, the only way to get better at writing is to write. So I started off talking about how I've been writing this novel based in the 1800s. And I get about a third of the way done with this, and I realize I'm writing the wrong book. And I realize that there's this one little piece of story within the vein of everything I'm saying that just emerged out of it. And a lot of that happened was because of a website that I was reading, and the whole idea was on flashbacks, and they were just basically saying be careful with flashbacks. But really, flashbacks is a way to help you connect with the character on a deeper level. And sometimes one of the flashbacks actually becomes an entire novel. Now, what do I mean by that? A great example of that is a book called To Kill a Mockingbird. Now, To Kill a Mockingbird is a book written by Harper Lee. It was the first book, and for the longest time, it was the only book that she had ever published. Now, there's a lot of controversy behind her second book called To Go Set a Watchman. Now, Go Set a Watchman is the continuing story of, in a sense, Atticus Finch. But really, the story is about 26-year-old Jean Lewis Finch, who returns home to visit her aging father, Atticus. Now, here's the deal. Atticus Finch is the hero and the guy in To Kill a Mockingbird. Well, here's the deal with To Kill a Mockingbird. It is a flashback scene within Go Set a Watchman. And she actually wrote Go Set a Watchman first. The publisher saw it, read it, and said, the book is no good. However, we like this one little portion in there, and we want you to write that story. And now To Go Set a Watchman has been released, which is what she initially had written but never wanted published, because To Kill a Mockingbird was really the story that demanded to be written out of Go Set a Watchman. So To Kill a Mockingbird was a flashback scene that became the novel. And so as I was writing this novel, I get about a third of the way done, and it dawns on me the flashback scenes that I've been writing is the novel that I need to write. It's the story that is demanding attention. It's the story that's demanding to be told. And all of a sudden, I realize I've been writing the wrong novel this whole time. And so knowing that the story I'm writing might not be the story that needs to be told was kind of groundbreaking for me. But it didn't surprise me because I had already read up on Harper Lee in her book, Go Set a Watchman, and her other book, Kill a Mockingbird, which was based on a single flashback scene in Go Set a Watchman. So if you've not read To Kill a Mockingbird, read that book. But if you want to get a better idea of what it means to write the wrong book, read Go Set a Watchman. Because that will tell you that, yeah, it might be a good story, but To Kill a Mockingbird is a great story. And so if you want to become a better writer, it's not bad to write. It's not bad to even write the wrong thing. But if you publish the wrong thing, you know, there's nothing wrong with that as well. However, if you write the wrong thing and you find a little nugget of truth, this is the fifth thing. If you find this little nugget of truth within what you've written, that's what you need to write. That's what's demanding its attention. That's what's needing to go further. And that's what people want to hear from you. So you might be writing the wrong book, and that's okay, because you are honing your craft. You're learning to write better. You're learning to take things to the next level. And what you need to now do is take a look at everything that you've written and find that little nugget of truth within. Pull that out, because that is the story. That is the article. That is the other book or novel that needs to be written. My friends, I can't wait to share with you what I'm working on. I can't wait to share with you this new novel. But it's going to have to wait for another time. My friends, thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the JB Sism Show. So glad that you enjoyed it. If you could do me a favor, head over to iTunes and give this show a rating and a review, and I will mention you on this show as my way of saying thank you. If you'd also like to support the production of the show, you can do so over at jbsism.com/support, and you can leave a rating and a review and a support right there. My friends, God bless. I will see you right here next week at jbsism.com. Bye-bye for now.
Thanks for listening. This has been the JB Sism Show. You can find the archives of the show at jbsism.com or on iTunes. Don't forget to visit jbsism.com to download a special ebook when you sign up for the free newsletter. You'll get new episodes, updates, and so much more. This podcast is copyright Jason Sism and Sism Enterprise, all rights reserved. Until next week, stay motivated with clarity, take your message to the next level, and find success in your family, ministry, and life.